given the Golden State Warriors. It's a little different just because outside of like the Jordan Poole one, like I think for the most part, it's pretty easy. You're paying Klay Thompson. It's pretty easy. You're going to pay Draymond Green. Yeah. It's pretty easy. You're going to pay Stephen Curry. It takes a financial wizard for this, the NFL stuff. Like, I don't, I still don't understand half of it, Holly, to your point, who just called in. Like, it's very difficult. But she says, like, just pay these guys. You guys have made all this money. It's like, how do you think billionaires stay billionaires?
Well, yeah.
They win the business deals. That's what they do. Like, you have Jerry Jones out there saying, he's like, I'm the best GM in the damn league still. Guy's like a bajillion years old. He's the crypt keeper at this point. But he still has that mindset, that billionaire mindset, always. They want to win. They're not in the business of losing, whether it's in negotiations, whether it's in the standings. The best of the best, and I know the Cowboys haven't won a Super Bowl or anything like that.
So
they've been there, though. The Niners have been there. And I think Jed York deserves a lot of credit in all this.
No doubt. But, yeah. Like, I also think that they've, you know, botched this particular thing with Ayuk, where the price could have been a little cheaper on their end had they gotten the deal done with a little more urgency.
I just don't even know if they've ever wanted Ayuk like to retain him, that's another question.
I think what you're saying is like, look, Aaron Banks, free agent. Charvarius Ward will be a free agent. De'Amon Lenore will be a free agent. Talanoa Hufanga will be a free agent. There are other guys who are going to need more. Trent Williams needs guaranteed money that's not in the books right now. Maybe you rework a Debo deal. Brock Purdy's going to get paid at some point. Like, this isn't a, wow, the Niners don't want to pay anyone. It's balancing your books. And that's what every organization across the world is doing right now in every business, is balancing their books.
Yeah.
We can argue about how they spend the money. So, for example, I wish they didn't pay Javon Hargrave and they would have little more money to spread around to Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk. That's the conversation we should be having.
Debo Samuel, NFL Insiders, NFL Network. Join Mike Garofolo. This is what he had to say about a potential contract if he has a breakout year.
You've seen all these other wide receiver contracts getting done. You saw what Justin Jefferson got. You saw what CeeDee Lamb got. You got 2 years left on this deal. You put up numbers this year. Is any part of you going, I'm gonna get a little bit of that next year?
See, man, I control the things I control, and if the season goes as well as it should, you will be right there knocking at the door.
I feel like he was talking now less about himself and more about the team success.
Yes, but also
knocking on the door of a Super Bowl.
Knocking on the door of Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch saying, hey, pay that man his money. You know? Like that could be it too.
Okay.
I think that's how a lot of people are reading into it. But to your point, Debo's very succinct, we'll just say, with a lot of his answers most of the time. You have to have quick follow up, stuff like that. So I'm not sure he followed up there. I think Kay Adams actually does a really good job when he has a weekly with her during the regular season. I don't know if he's doing it again.
What outlet is she working for?
FanDuel.
What?
FanDuel.
FanDuel.
Yeah, up that's and Adams how she's podcast getting all the via FanDuel.
No, I was just curious how the access to
she's
the players.
Been, she's been great. All the players, all the coaches. Yeah, yeah. She's
like
got
Pat
everything.
McAfee clearly gets all the best guests because of ESPN.
Yes.
Right? Like, you have to have an in.
Yes. It helps like get building a relationship with these. Clearly, she vibes with the coaches, she vibes with all the players, stuff like that. Now, there's give and take with some of that, right? Sometimes you're too close to a player. You can't ask certain questions and stuff like that. But no, I think she, for the most part, Debo Samuel gets quote-unquote label as a hard interview. It's all about the interviewee. Just knowing who the person is. That's always what it is.
I would like to switch gears.
Oh, dude, please.
It's a new year. I have felt like I've wanted to retire Bang Bang Niner Gang for a while. I love E-40. I thought it was a great way to kind of like rally the troops, if you will, and get everyone fired up. I don't think that P-Lo song last year hit. Are you in or out on fan team songs, anthems, raps?
I'm in on Good Charlotte, the anthem. The other ones,
like the Super Bowl shuffle for the Bears kind of set the tone for a lot of people. The We Are Family, 1979, like, Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Raiders have the Autumn Wind. That's more of like a poetry song. But like that's one like where it's just like ingrained in their DNA. You hear it at any Raider tailgate. It doesn't matter. Dun, 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 dun. The Autumn Wind is a pirate. So yes. But I feel like we've gotten to a point where it's just, unless you have a classic one.
I know.
Like the Fly Eagles Fly. The Bears. Like, I'm good. I'm good with all the rap stuff or all like the newer, like,
I'm not mad at people that try it, right?
No, fine.
And I'm here for it, but there, let's just call it what it is. There's a wide range of songs.
Yes.
Some are good, some aren't bad, some are catchy, some are awful. Some of the ones that I've seen over the internet the last couple of days, one of them, and Travis King has a couple of good songs for the 49ers. He's a local artist, and he's made some 49er-related songs that I found to be catchy and good. Well, one hit the internet yesterday, and it caused a stir. I mean, it caused a stir. It got aggregated everywhere on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Some loved it, some hate it. You tell me if you like it. Here's Travis King's new song for the 2024 49ers.
Bang, bang, not again. We taking out the competition like Donald Trump's ear. These are warning shots like a free throw. I'm bird hunting down the fraudulent egos. Jalen's pride been hurting since we showed up in Philadelphia. Week 13, bro. Stuck them in the cage with them Cardinals. Eat them up for dinner like we at a bar and grill. Taking over State Farm doing cartwheels. Such a joke, you probably couldn't beat the Tar Heels. Repping 4-9 at the goal line when it's showtime, so you know it's go time.
So he goes through all the opponents that the Niners are facing this year and has a little couple of, you know, 1-2 songs. I thought it was catchy. Not the best, but I thought it was catchy.
It's all right. It's very hard for me to judge stuff like that as a non-rapper, right? I enjoy, yes, flows, beats, all that sort of stuff. I am not in the position to be dissecting, Grammy award-winning performances from albums or records of the year. That being said, that was... I have no animosity towards that. Are people upset by that?
Oh, people were very
Why?
Upset. Carter, you,
Why
you
get mad over something
to like
that?
It as much as maybe... I don't even know if I love it or whatever. I thought it was catchy.
I don't love it, but Big Steppin's a classic.
Oh, Big Steppin' was a hitter.
Yeah.
But Big Steppin' wasn't a Niner song at first. It was more of like its own thing. Just like Black and Yellow by Wiz Khalifa is a banger. I don't know if I necessarily consider that a Steeler song.
Ooh, It's a Pittsburgh song.
Right, it's a Pittsburgh song.
And it encompasses, which is so cool with Pittsburgh, because every single one of their teams are the same colors, which is, I think, is really awesome, even though I can't stand Pittsburgh.
No, it's cool.
It's really cool.
So are we in or out on fan anthems? Do you have any more? I sent you a couple. I don't know. Did you find the Padre one?
Hey, Joe, I got one from the Indianapolis Colts fan. Do you know about that one?
No.
Oh, it's an original, and it's really good. Hang on.
Indianapolis Colts?
Yes, and he changes it week to week,
no
every
way.
Opponent. So I believe...
Is he a rapper or a singer?
No, he's a singer, and I don't know the guy's name. I'll have to find out. But, yeah, they're playing the Broncos this one week in preseason, and he goes off. So here you got it up, Carter? Here we go.
Get it up. Oh, no.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue.
No.
This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts.
I mean, this cannot
I'm
be
so
real.
In. That was way better than the other one. I'm so in on that. It's a shtick that he's leaning into.
100%
so
a shtick.
Good.
That can't be real. There's no way that's real.
How amazing is it?
It's honestly, it's so bad, it's spectacular.
It's so bad, it's spectacular. You listen to enough, and it gets inside your head, and you're like, oh,
yes, it's catchy.
I get it.
This is our Colts. Give it to me one more time.
One more time. I don't want to put you on the spot there, Ken.
It's so good. It's so bad. It's so good.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts.
Rapid fire, the way he ends it is just brilliant. Rapid fire, line them up. Are we in or out on team anthems made by fans?
You know what that guy sounds like? It sounds like the guy that you go like camping like with a school trip when you're younger, and he brings out the guitar, and you're all around the campfire, and you start singing Kumbaya, but he can't play the guitar
at all.
And he also can't sing? That's the same guy.
Well, at the
like
end,
in Role Models.
I got what's the Clippers, Ballmer? Steve Ballmer? I got Steve Ballmer vibes. Woo! You know, he's like going crazy.
Toilets. Of course, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Honestly, rapid fire. Where are, like, sports fans? Are you in or out? It's very simple. Wait. All right? 888-957-9570. In or out on fan anthems. That was catchy and funny. How many hits does that have on the internet? Millions?
It's got a lot of views,
I'm
sure.
It's got to have millions.
I mean, how can we not play this song, though?
Which one?
Our own anthem. Every Friday, when it's game day Friday during the NFL season, Joe Shasky.
What's that? Okay.
That's the morning roast anthem.
But this is like, okay, like Blow the Whistle is a great sports song.
Yes.
Right? When you hear Blow the Whistle at any, you're like, yeah, everyone's like,
you're at a Bay Area
that's
game.
That's just a great song. This is a great song that we use for sports.
Okay.
All right? That's different. I'm talking about fan-generated songs.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Like Duke in the City doing his raps. Like that's
I think they're incredible.
Okay.
They're incredible.
The Colts fan, I found his name. His name is Seth DeFlo Erskins.
Hey, DeFlo?
DeFlo?
Do you have the Padres guys when they're in front of the statue? Look that up. The Padres guys put out a rap song that's horrific but hilarious and great all at the same time.
I do think there's one. It's not quite like singing. It's more of like a tradition, and that's like you're getting blurred lines here with like what they do, but I always think it's so damn cool when they got the drum, they got the horn, it's Minnesota Vikings, and they do the skull.
Oh, the skull clap is incredible.
It's all time. I think it's the coolest thing ever.
But that to me is...
That's like a tradition.
I put that in the Sweet Caroline kind of category. Yeah. We're at a Red Sox game. Sweet Caroline. Yeah. Oh. Where it's just getting everybody fired up. Or lights when you go to a Giants game.
Yeah.
When the lights go down. I'm not going to even pretend to sing the rest of it.
Yeah, I left my heart in San Francisco at the end of the game. Stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, what about what was the Yuck Mouth one? I'm a Raider. Oakland Raider, the Bay to L.A. to Las Vegas. I thought that was
Ice
always a hitter.
Raider Nation, right? Yeah, he had a bunch of them. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have the Padres. This is so cringe, it's great. The Padres.
Philly going down to yellow and brown. That's what's in. Padres on the loose. Let's go, Goose. That's what's in. Bryce gonna lose, and Manny's gonna cruise. That's what's in. Give Philly no slack, and send them back. That's what's in. So back, Philly, back. Back, Philly, back.
I mean, that's horrible.
And Sean Mania proceeded to get absolutely destroyed at Citizens Bank Park in the NLCS. Bob Melvin, there you go.
I mean, like... That's horrible. The Colts guy's good.
It's catchy though, right?
No, it's bad.
It's catchy. Like, come on. Like, that's it's so bad, it's good.
I remember all the lines just because of how bad it is.
Exactly. See, I like that stuff more than like just like the rap stuff. I like that. It feels more authentic, doesn't it? It feels so much more authentic because I can see guys like us doing that on the fly. That's why that stuff gravitated. Carter, come on. I'm sure he has some Olympic Club songs that you guys cheer out all the time. I'm not sure. Yeah, you guys have fight songs, something like that.
What are you talking about?
The Olympic Club, you guys don't have a fight song over
there? So, like, oh, you want to a fight song? You know, you know, the USC one, that knocks. But that's like a real, actual anthem for a school. And that's done by the band. And I think that gives me, like, chills when I hear that. But, I mean, I'm the more and more I hear this... Some kind of way
you feel like you're playing NCAA football 2003 with Matt Leiner.
I'm closing my eyes and I'm seeing Dwayne Jarrett, Lendell White, Frosty Rucker.
Yep. Frosty Rucker, Raider legend Frosty Rucker. Frosty Rucker randomly
great name
likes a lot of my posts on Instagram that are all dog related. Like does he even run his own Instagram? I don't know. Frosty Rucker, though, great player. I love Frosty.
Did you like when Ashcon did Don't Stop Believin', like the remix or whatever?
I don't recall that one. I have to listen
for
to
the
it
Giants?
Again. I have to
listen 2010?
To 2010. Oh.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about? You guys never heard the name Ashcon? Shout out Marty Lurie!
No.
You have no idea who I'm talking about. Oh, no. My God. You guys are so young.
Well,
really?
Yeah, 2010, that was my junior year of high school. But I didn't go to any Giants games that year, I don't think.
It's basically him remixing.
Was it good?
Or covering.
You're telling me, is it good?
I thought it was a good song in time. It we'll got a little it. Old quickly, but I thought it was awesome.
Okay. No, I liked when they brought out Steve Perry, like when they were doing, I don't know, that was 2012, yeah. And he was swaying back and forth with everyone. I don't even know if he was part of the band at that point anymore. I don't think he was. They had the other guy, lead singer. Yeah, I'm all in on the fan songs, though. You guys just don't like Flying
I'm
Eagle
back
stuff.
And forth on it. Like, there's some, like, the Colt one is great. Like, that's hilarious.
Colt
it's so
and Padres.
Bad.
I like both
no,
of them.
No, the Padre one's horrible. That one's horrible. I disagree. But, like, AshCon was fun. I thought in real time it was fun. It got old at some point, and I understand that. Looking back on it, like, I do get a little nostalgic for it. I thought it represented a moment in time.
When you said AshCon, I was like, do you mean, like, Asher Roth? Remember that guy back in, like, 2010?
No, I don't think that they're the same.
No, they're not. That's okay. What I'm saying. I thought that's what you were talking about. I was like, the rapper? I was like, no, AshCon. I literally Google searched that and nothing came up, so I don't know who that is. That's all right, though. And that just means I wasn't a diehard 2010 silver and black, orange and black guy. It's all right. Hey, have a great time today,
Joe
Shasky.
Show him who the real horse is. That's just, it's so bad. It's so
Give it
good.
To me. Okay, one
How
more,
old is
one
that
more
guy,
time.
You think?
Give me the Colts. Come on.
How old do you think he is?
I haven't seen his face. Yeah.
This is our Colts, this is our team, we bleed blue. This is our Colts, whether win or lose, we love them. For the shoe, beat the Broncos, let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team, go Colts!
That's the best part. It's easily the best part.
You think Bonte is in or out on fan songs?
He probably hates all of these.
Yeah.
He probably hates all of them.
Only unless Jay-Z's doing it, I'm out.
He likes We Ready, that's it.
Yeah, well, I love We Ready, too. I'm here
Texans,
for that.
Texans, Colts, week one. I cannot wait for what's going to be dropped. That's in Indianapolis, by the way. That's going to be a fun game. CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson.
See, I like when it's organic. Like, for example, the Coco, when all the Warriors were on the plane and that song.
I'm in love with the Coco.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, and they're all dancing to it, and it kind of became an anthem. Like, that was really cool. I like when, like, the Tony Montana squad, for example, Tony Montana, when all the special teamers, they would play it for the special team. Like, the organic ones, that's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Right? Like, I like those. I much more prefer those ones.
Well, yeah, and anything else, again, what we've learned here, it's very easy to sound just manufactured and just stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Travis King was that or anything. I don't know. He did all
hey,
that.
Look,
his own.
He tried. He shot a shot.
That was original. Like, yeah, I'm not
he
here
shot
to,
a shot.
I'm not here to judge anything like that. I have the same playlist for the last 10 years. Like, I don't, my portfolio is not very diversified when it comes to artists and stuff like that. I'm a sports junkie. When you guys are listening to music, I'm listening to podcasts. Like, that's what I'm doing. Like, you're similar to me. You're obviously listening to a lot of music too. Like, Young Benjamin in the car, you don't even listen to a lot of Discovery album from Daft Punk circa like 2001. He loves that stuff. He loves just beats and all that sort of stuff. So I listen to everything. And hey, if you put yourself out there, if you're the San Diego guy, if you're the Colt guy, if it's a shtick, even if it's not, I got respect for it, man.
So, like, when the Niners came out to Super Gremlin, right? When they had Trent Williams with the big speaker and Debo coming out, I'm not going to lie. I banged Super Gremlin for like 2 weeks straight.
You banged it? Nice.
Look up San Quentin
that's
Barry
stupid.
Bonds.
Don't say that again.
There's a San Quentin Barry Bonds song that's not bad that I always got a good kick out of.
Okay. San Quentin Barry Bonds?
Yeah. Ken's looking for it.
It's on YouTube.
Okay. All right.
I think it's called Knock It Out of the Park.
Knock It Out of the Park. I'm not mad at that. I mean, you're going like
Barry said, knock you out, or something like that.
I was going to say, the one of the funnier ones that is like, and I wish the A's weren't just total like, you know, but they've already checked out of the city of Oakland and stuff like that. But the Lonely Island doing the Oakland Knights, when Andy Samberg was dressed up as Jose Canseco, and I forget the other guy, but he was dressed as Mark McGwire. Some of the funniest thing, like the music videos, all of it. Like, that should have been the A's anthems, Oakland Knights, for the rest of time. But
like
it's
that.
Just, they're leaving, it doesn't matter. But just a hilarious aside there.
Well, don't they do the,
are you cool in the gang when they
cool
win?
Cool in the gang, that's what
celebrate
it is.
Celebrate. Speaking of which, I do that for the pregame show every day, and I'm going to do it here because I need to keep the tradition alive. Every time the A's win, I'll play it. 5-4 yesterday over the Cincinnati Reds. Mason Miller, gutsy save. Gave up a couple runs. It's all right. He's usually unhittable. He's not as fast. How are you not confident in your fastball Mason Miller when you throw 102 miles an hour every time. It doesn't matter. Celebrate good times, though. That's Cool in the Gang, Oakland's own Cool in the Gang. They got the win yesterday. So keep the tradition alive. There you go. A's, by the way, one more win, they hit their season total over, which was 58.5, I think. So if you bet the A's over season total, there you go.
So the A's are more well-run than the Chicago White Sox.
Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right. At least the White Sox are staying in Chicago for now. It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five, where we give our final thoughts on the show. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Joe Shasky, your final thoughts.
I'm lukewarm on teen fan songs. I like it when it's a little more organic than when it's like mass produced just to like hit the algorithm. That's just me personally. But I'm not mad at anybody trying to make the hustle and try to make something, and especially if that's what they love. Like, if that's what you love and you want to have fun with it, like, do you. But if you want to put something out that's so bad it's great, you could be like that Colts guy. Because that's so bad, it's tremendous. Tremendous.
Tremendous. The greatest song.
Also, Travis, starting off with the, we're going to shoot you off like Donald Trump's ear.
Yeah, I know.
I would have laid away from that.
It's all right. We played it on air. We got to stand by it. There you go.
I mean, it's just,
and we played it
a lot of here.
Yep.
I'm with Jazz. I'm good without the Colts song for the rest of my life, honestly. I'm cool with some of these songs. As I said, Big Step, and I think it's a classic.
It is,
man.
So good.
And Stunner Man is just the man.
Plus the way
friend of the show,
by
was
the way,
Stunner Man was friend of the program.
When Mixon hit it in the end zone, it was like, all right, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, 100%. And the way the players embraced it, I'm all down with that. Shout out Jordan Gomes.
There you go. Ken, what do you got, buddy?
You know, we're on the topic of music, and one thing I wanted to point out, I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but it broke news a couple of days ago or yesterday. Oasis is back together, man.
That.
The Gallagher boys are back, baby. I've been waiting, I don't know, like 20 years, 25 years since they, you know, their last album. They finally put the beef to bed. And they're going to be doing a few dates, and a couple of dates in Ireland. Most of the dates are going to be in the UK. I'm trying to go to Scotland, man.
So
Edinburgh.
They are brothers, Ken, for those that don't know who Oasis are. Brothers, yeah, that formed a band. Wonderwall. Everyone's probably heard that song.
Yeah, you're my Wonderwall.
But they're very much more popular in England.
So you were that whiny dude in high school?
What does that mean?
That's
whiny,
when I think
dude.
Of Oasis. I
no,
think of, like,
see, that's the problem. That's the problem, Joe.
Whiny dude.
Everyone thinks that Wonderwall is like their best song. It's not. It's the most popular song.
Champagne,
it's not their
Supernova.
Best song.
What's
their,
another one?
I'm gonna have to.
Okay, Oasis fan, diehard. What's their best song?
I mean,
now you're putting him on the
do
spot.
You know what I mean? Live Forever. Yeah, there's honestly, I put me on the spot. There's so many good
songs, though, Ken.
There's
I think,
so
it's,
many
I think it's very interesting how there were brothers that just had that beef for so long.
That's
yeah,
like Aaron Rodgers
didn't want to get
family.
Together.
Hated each other. I mean, they probably still do. They may not make the whole tour.
Like, no, they like hate. Like, they haven't been together in how long, Ken? Like 10, 20 years.
It's been
just the
20.
Two of them?
No, there's a couple other
there's
guys,
but they're the lead. They're the lead.
Oh,
they're
like
the
dogs.
Yes.
Top dogs.
Yes,
it's
and
a
there's
family affair.
I'm sure there's gonna be a great documentary out about it and stuff like that. But Oasis coming back. My final thought, you cannot go into the Hall of Fame as a one-time All-Star. What are we doing? Matt Chapman is not going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm looking at every 234, 278, this is batting average, 250, 232, 210, 229, 240, 246. One-time All-Star. I love you. I love you, Matt. Just, come on. Can we get Barry Bonds in the Hall of Fame before him? Can we get Mark McGwire into the Hall of Fame? Can we get Sammy Sosa into the Hall of Fame? Can we get Roger Clemens into the Hall of Fame? Please. Can we get Alex Rodriguez into the Hall of Fame? Pete Rose? Please. Miss me with that. As you would say, Joe Shasky, am I wrong?
I mean, you're not.
Thank you.
You're also not correct.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Because you got to let it play out.
I'm playing at Pinehurst next couple days.
Oh, don't even. I
North
hate
Carolina,
you.
I'm
hate
coming
you.
For you.
I hate
Hit
you.
Me up. If anyone's out there in NC, I don't know, the food, the barbecue, whatever. It's going to be like a bajillion degrees with humidity. That's fine. They got AC over there. I don't mind it. I'm going to have a great time. It's going to be a Spadoni boys trip. We're going to have fun.
Are you guys doing like Ryder Cup style where you're, you know, pairing up and doing different games?
I don't think so. I think we'll just do best ball. We'll do that okay. Just to keep it moving. But like, we're playing a bunch of different courses and stuff too out there. So it's going to be very fun. I'll send pictures. Don't worry.
Yeah, please.
Okay. Joe Shasky, have fun with Evan Giddings the next 2 days. I'm out of here. Evan, Carter, Evan's coming. No. Evan is going to be there in a second. Carter and Ken, I'm checked out. I'm 95.7 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.